producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. Victoria Jones joins us. And Victoria, Donald Trump digs his heels in the sand and not going to Israel. Flush this out for us.
He tweeted 7:12 Monday morning, "I have decided to postpone my trip to Israel and to schedule my meeting with Netanyahu at a later date after I become president of the U.S. And then he said on Fox News on Thursday morning, "I didn't," this is baffling if you think about Netanyahu, "I didn't want to put him under pressure." Because Netanyahu is such a delicate flower.
Which he's not.
No, I added that last week. I mean, if you think about Netanyahu, how tough he is,
yeah,
what he deals with in the powder keg of the Middle East, really, you think he's going to think that dealing with Trump is pressure? Because what? Because pressure is so tough. He was going to go to the Temple Mount, by the way, the contested Jerusalem holy site. You know, there's been a major source of friction between Israel and the Palestinians. That would have been difficult. Now, Netanyahu was facing backlash over the meeting because they think that Trump's plan to ban Muslims is discriminatory. And Netanyahu did reject Trump's remarks on Wednesday, but he said the meeting would go on as a matter of policy because he's willing to meet with all the American presidential candidates. But no. The other interesting thing is now this is changing rapidly. So the moment that I speak this, the numbers will have changed. But I reckon that by the time you are off the air today, it wouldn't surprise me if there are as many as 500,000 signatures on the UK petition to block Donald Trump from UK entry. It would not surprise me if it's nearly half a million signatures, and Parliament will consider it for a debate.
Wow, yet he still continues to rise in the polls, and he knows this, and he continues to dominate the headlines. And you and I don't have crystal balls. We don't know to what end, but even if there's backlash from the UK, other countries, opponents, people that he's facing in his bid for the presidency on the Republican side, this guy's in it to stay, right?
Yes, he's in it to stay. And in fact, in an interview with the Washington Post from the 3rd of December, so that's just before his Muslim comments, he said, "I will never leave the race." And then he was pressed again by the Post. And apparently he waved one arm over his head as if to clear away everything and remove all doubt. "I will never leave this race," he said.
In the meantime, of course, Hillary Clinton was asked about it, and she threw all the Republicans into the same pot, saying that the rhetoric is wrong, blah, blah, blah. Does this just completely help her? And if she just lays in the weeds and continues to talk about what she'll do as president, does this just suit her perfectly?
Yes, it helps her the more outrageous he is, particularly since he's now in the 30 percentile in the polls. I mean, the most recent poll has him, let me just have a quick look. He's now got 35% of Republican primary voters in the most recent poll. Yeah,
wow.
This is fascinating. So that helps her. And he's threatening once again that if he's not treated with decorum by the Republican establishment, he might consider an independent bid. And, of course, that helps her.
Yeah, which would be outrageous. So in Washington, quickly on the Hill, they wrap up here, right? By the 18th, they want to be out of town. Are any giant pieces of legislation going to get passed in between?
Possibly not, except the omnibus, which is giant. I mean, that's is literally thick, as thick as a giant. That is the spending bill, which is supposed to be passed by Friday. But guess what? Unlike those of us in the media who have to make our deadlines, they're going to blow past their deadline and push it back into Wednesday of next week, because they're stuck on what are known as these riders, these controversial add-ons to the bill, and they can't agree on them. So they're going to have possibly even work in the weekend because they want to get out of here. And so they're going to keep working, and they're going to stay next week. And what's interesting is that the president threatened that he would not sign a short-term continuing resolution, as it's known, and that's what they're going to be presenting him with.
Wow. All right, Victoria Jones, it's never dull, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right, so you heard Victoria there from Talk Media News. You know, an interesting side note, I'd love for all of you to weigh in. I say that as we get closer to results season and then we're into the primaries, the conversation starts to begin as to who would be running mates, you know, the possible running mates. And I saw something the other day and I kind of, you know, poo-pooed it, threw it aside. But apparently this is no joke. This is a real possibility. Donald Trump is thinking of his daughter as a running mate. Wow. That would be so unprecedented. I mean, listen, she has a brain. She went to an Ivy League school. She helped run the business. She certainly has not been in politics. But can you imagine? And I wonder if, you know, how serious that is, or this is just more of the folly kind of going along the way. But I'm going to throw this question out to you. If you really like Donald Trump, and even we had Kinky Friedman on, there couldn't be anyone more than left and less than Ellen Ratner and Kinky Friedman, and he said, hey, he liked what the one thing about Donald Trump is that he said what it was. He talked about what he thought, and he wasn't beholden to anybody. He said, wouldn't it be interesting a Bernie Sanders-Donald Trump ticket? So who do you think, first of all, would just push Donald Trump over the top? Or here's the other part of this. If really, seriously, his daughter was on the ticket, if his daughter was on the ticket, would you vote for Donald Trump? Or would you just say, hey, she might be smart, she might be talented, but yeah, no. Would it affect your decision that much? I'm going to throw this out. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Or what say you through the miracle of email, americatonight.net. You can email me there. Curious as to whether or not that would just slam the window shut on Trump for you, where you'd just say, eh. Throwing in his daughter, yeah, that's too much. It's like somebody said, can you imagine, almost it would be like throwing Bill Clinton on the ticket with Hillary Clinton. Hey, you were president twice, back-to-back terms. How about being the VP under your wife? I mean, nepotism. I think that would be not a smart move on his part. And I don't know much about her. And so it's not even about her. It's just, it's not running a company, running the country. I don't know that we would have the appetite for it. It is kind of an intriguing question. And then it brings up the question of who would be the perfect running mate if he were the nominee. Who would be the perfect running mate for Donald Trump? Hang with us.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to one of the more interesting things that we talk about here on America Tonight. As I say, we drum, you know, we're part of the drumbeat of what's the buzz in your backyard. But how about a little odds and ends? What else is going on out there that you might not hear? Or, you know, because you don't have time. You're not flipping on the news. You're not absorbing everything that's out there on the Internet. Let's talk about a few other things that have popped up. Including, I'll do a light thing just quickly, since we do, and we will do later in this show, the cheap movie review. And a lot of you are starting to catch on to that, by the way, and I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. If you go to, and if you go and you see a movie, send us a cheap movie review, just meaning, hey, it's thumbs up, go see it, I liked it, so-and-so's acting in it, or it just was really fascinating, whatever you tell me. And, you know, I'll send you a copy of Level the Playing Field. When we look at movies, and this year has been a weird year for movies, the Gold Globe nominations came out, for what it's worth. I mean, you know, awards are awards. Some of them I didn't even see. Like Cate Blanchett was in a movie called Carol, and that led all the categories. And what was Carol about? This is what it's about. It's about a lesbian affair in the 50s in New York. I had to read about this. So this is leading the pack with all those nominations. Cate Blanchett was in it. Runa Mari was in it. Mara was in it, rather. The Maras of, you know, she's part of that whole Giants clan. And I didn't even know anything about that movie. Then The Martian, they had a couple of nominations, which I like that member. I talked about that. The star of it, Matt Damon, was nominated. The director, Ridley Scott. Boy, you see his name everywhere. So That's not a surprise. The Big Short was nominated. Trainwreck was nominated. Spy was nominated, which Melissa McCarthy was in that. That was actually funny. I saw that movie. Mad Max, Fury Road, Best Drama nomination. How about that? The Director was nominated. So you get my drift here. One movie that I did like, I mean, this is wild because some of you have seen this. Sylvester Stallone got a nomination for Creed. Will Smith got one for Concussion, which is coming out on Christmas Day. And that's about the concussion, the doctor who uncovered what was the concussion problem in the NFL, and they tried to really bury it. Now we see what's happening. And then Bridge of Spies also got a nomination. And Mark Rylance, I think his name is Rylance, he got a nomination. And that movie was terrific. But Sly Stallone, that's big time for him, for sure. And there were others, but I was just surprised. The one movie, I have no clue. And that happens. I didn't even know that movie. I didn't even hear of that movie. Did not hear of it. And then you've got, I'll just throw in a few more quickly so you don't beat me up here that I didn't mention everything. Okay, for Best Actress, Jennifer Lawrence in the movie Joy. I told you Melissa McCarthy in Spy, Amy Schumer in Trainwreck, Lily Tomlin in Grandma, Maggie Smith in The Lady in the Van. The Lady in the Van I never saw. I have no idea what that's even about. Just goes to show you. And then you have the nominees for Best Animated Film, The Good Dinosaur, Inside Out. You have any kids, you've probably seen this. The Peanuts movie, Shaun the Sheep movie. You got to love that. All right, quickly, let's go on to something else in odds and ends. Right? You never know. You never know what you're going to get when you tune into America Tonight. Also pinging on the radar, besides if you go to the movies and what are the nominees for Gold Globe. By the way, they also do television, too. The other thing is this follow-up to what's happening. This is actually the big, big story, the buzz and the lamb besides Donald Trump and what he's saying. But Syed Farouk, because the question keeps coming up, who was he? Do people know? What was the deal? He was radicalized before. He gets the radicalized crazy bride. They do the destructive, horrible, sickening thing. Where he works, then they were eyeing the school. Now the feds are expected to bring charges against this Enrique Marquez, who's the former neighbor of the gunman, because he bought two of the guns used in the last week's terror attack. So the buyer of the weapons is going to face charges for it. And while they're burying the people, the first funerals of the San Bernardino massacres is happening, which is unreal. That's also going on. So he'll be charged. So at least somebody may pay for that. Let's just put it that way. Okay, then the other thing that pinged on my radar, if you want a ho-ho Christmas or a bah humbug Christmas, it's a story I read about, of course, Big Pharma. We talk about Big Pharma and people get infuriated when they see the charges that are outrageous and, you know, all of that. But how about this $750 a pill? This is what there is a pill that's what you're being charged for, right? So this pharmaceutical executive is also the buyer of the $2 million Wu-Tang Clan album. Yeah, because he's got money to throw up in the air. And so if you don't know what I'm talking about, they raised the price of a drug used to treat AIDS patients to $750 a pill. And by the way, at the same time, he's bought that single record by that hip-hop group. So his name is Martin Shrek. I think it's Shrekilly. He's the CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals, and he bought the only copy of it. Boy, wouldn't it be great if you had one of those albums? You could sell it for that much. Anyway, it's just leather-bound. It has all the tracks and this book and the songs and everything else. It was auctioned off, so that's the scoop on that. But because, oh, yeah, $2 million flings it out, and then you look at what the drug is, which is wow, crazy. They increased it by more than 5,000%. 5,000%. Now, some of it was because of the difficulty in making it or producing it or whatever, but that is crazy insane. And I'm sure there are some people that that's their lifeline, or they're certainly they're relying on it, so that is pinged on the radar of many. I mean, it just goes to show you, you know, you can do what he wants with the prices, and then try to withstand whatever the backlash is, and go and do in his personal life whatever he wants to do, but it's going to make news. It's going to make news for sure. How about this? This is another thing that pinged on my radar. And it has to do with the Cubans and, you know, refugees stranded. A group of about 4,500 Cubans were stranded in Costa Rica. They're trying to reach the U.S., but they're having trouble with this because you have another Central American country that refuses to let them pass. Nicaraguan police forcibly stopped them from crossing the border last month. The Guatemalans announced they would not let the Cubans fly into their country to continue on. And Tuesday night, Belize scrapped a planned air bridge that would have let the Cubans fly into the country and continue their march. So the Cubans, of course, have reached the U.S. by doing that 90-mile journey, mostly at sea, riding crazy boats and rafts that are dangerous, shark-infested waters off of the Florida Straits. But because of the Cuban Adjustment Act, it allows Cuban immigrants who touch U.S. soil to stay and become legal permanent residents. So if they can get on that raft, avoid the sharks, make it to shore, we know the deal, they're in. So crazy, isn't it? And now Cubans are trying to figure out another way around that because of the eased travel restrictions. They can fly into Ecuador without a visa. So some of them have gone to Ecuador and then decided to go by land into the United States. And so Central America, or some of these countries anyway, are saying, so why is it that if they have all these privileges, while you have people in the Salvadorians and the Mexicans who have to go back to their country, why should they be able to touch the soil? And here we have another problem, because this is raising the awareness of, wait a second, if I'm Cuban, doesn't matter if I avoid sharks, if I somehow run the gauntlet and come up through Mexico, you let me in, no problem, I'm not getting deported. But if I'm Mexican or from some place else in Central America, I play the cat and mouse game. And that's now been the big reaction. So wonder if that policy is forced to change. It'll be interesting to watch. All right, that's it for Odds and Ends here on America Tonight. Hang with us. There's no rebellion, party in the palace, 15 children in the usual South there, put it on museum and I had no doubt, all I ever wanted was a show.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
When I talked about what I said the other day, all of a sudden I'm watching the shows this morning and I'm watching the shows tonight. Well, you know, Trump has a point. The visa system is not working.
Donald Trump speaks and the world seems to listen. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So once again, we're on our usual What Did Donald Do Today segment. Here's a couple of things about Donald Trump. We know about the visa situation. He's saying stop Muslims from coming into the United States. We also know that he told a police union Thursday that if he was elected, he would order the death penalty for anyone who kills a police officer. And the NBC Wall Street Journal poll says a majority of Americans oppose Trump's anti-Muslim plan. So while he is pushing that, at least in this poll anyway, most of them are saying, yeah, that's just too far over the line. In fact, here was the breakdown. 57% oppose the plan, 25% support it, 25%, 18% don't know or don't have an opinion. Among Republicans, the views are mixed. 42% of Republicans back Trump's Muslim ban, 36% oppose it. And three-quarter of Democrats stand opposed, and then you could go from there. And as you would assume it would be, the survey also showed that Americans have a favorable opinion of Muslims, 59% positive compared to 29% negative. That's pretty much where it's been since the question was first ever posed in 2002. So not much has changed there if you look at it that way. But without a doubt, regardless, he's drawing people to him. And he absolutely is on top of the polls when you look purely at who's winning. If the nomination were held today, would he be the nominee? Would he be the Republican nominee after going through the political process? So it's theater right now, but when it really counts, will he really be there in the end? Boy, I tell you, it sure is looking that way. It absolutely is looking that way. All right, let's move around to a couple of other things, and that includes, moving the microphone, that includes this ex-DHS employee that says Obama killed the operation that could have stopped the California attacks. Well, of course, that's not good news. And what does that mean as we dive deeper into San Bernardino? And what it means is Philip Haney, who's a former Homeland Security employee who was part of an operation in California to investigate possible terrorists, told Fox that if Obama had not shut down his program in 2012, he could have prevented the attack. What he said was that they identified the mosque attended by Syed Farouk with his wife Tashfeen Malik, who carried out the mass shooting, as being the home of a group of people already being investigated. He said, we were tracking them. We could have put the red light on them. So two very plausible things would have happened. Either Syed would have been put on the no-fly list because of the association with that mosque, or the K-1 visa his wife was given would have been denied because of his affiliation with the known organization. Because remember, he traveled to Saudi Arabia, got his fiancée's visa to come into the country in 2014, even though she had been radicalized in Saudi Arabia before she jumped to the United States. And remember, Haney, a founding member of the Department of Homeland Security, said he filed a Freedom of Information Act request to find out why the plug had been pulled on the program. And the reason, he said, was because the administration thought the case was based on targeting a specific Islamic group. Wow. But Department of Homeland Security said there's some holes in his story. They wouldn't elaborate on that, but they shot back and said, well, there's some problems with the story that he's saying. But it does beg the question, it does raise your antenna to think, oh no, you're kidding me. So there's even another way that this could have been stopped altogether. I'll tell you what I'm concerned about. We see what's happening with ISIS. We see the lone wolf terrorists and how rabid they are, fanatical, and hell-bent on doing whatever kind of destruction they can do. How long, you know, the infamous weapons of mass destruction, how long until ISIS gets weapons of mass destruction? I mean, look, there are sellers. And you have to figure they're trying hard to get them. Think about what dropping a nuke would mean for ISIS. I mean, that's mass attack. ISIS claimed credit for the attack in San Bernardino. But if they got a weapon of mass destruction, which to me is what the problem is with Iran, that's what the problem is with nuking up, for fear of the whack jobs that could get it, for fear of the jihadists who have absolutely no regard for human life, and in the wrong hands, boom, it goes off. But not to be a fearmonger and not to live where that's what you're thinking about constantly every day, but the possibilities remain when you have a group that has no regard for human life. I'll say it again. All right, speaking of ego, here's one for you. Bo Bergdahl said that he thought of himself as Jason Bourne, you know, Bourne Identity. He said he saw himself as a fictionalized novel and movie character and walked away from his base in Afghanistan in an attempt to draw attention to what he said was failed leadership in his unit. Wow, so now that story's turned around. He said he's telling his side of the story for the first time in the first episode of the new season of the podcast Serial, which is highly rated as far as podcasts go. If you go to podcasts, you'll see it there, the Serial podcast. He says, doing what I did is me saying that I am like, I don't know, Jason Bourne. That's what he told Mark Bowl during a series of telephone interviews used in the podcast. He said, I had this fantastic idea that I was going to prove to the world that I was the real thing, you know, that I could be what it is that all those guys out there that go to the movies and watch those movies, they all want to be. I want to prove that I was that. He said leadership wasn't adequately protecting members of his unit and he was going to get them killed, so he wanted to bring attention to the problem by walking away. And, you know, it's the title of the season of season two of the Serial podcast, his first one, is called Dust One. So D-U-S-T-W-N, which means duty, and some of you sort of know, duty status whereabouts unknown. So I don't know, are you buying it? Are you buying what he's saying? Hey, listen, crappy leadership, a bunch of nonsense. I want to be like Jason Bourne in your face and show you that I'm like a movie character and I walked away. He said he realized he made a mistake. He tried to gather intelligence on the Taliban in hopes that he would be in less trouble when he returned, but he was picked up by a group of guys on motorcycles affiliated with the Taliban who held him captive for the next 5 years. So, you know the unit that went after him, the fury over, you're going to get us killed and you deserted. So, this is a completely different story. Completely different. Oh, I was going to come back. I was on my way back. I realized a mistake. And then, boom, I get kidnapped. Because remember, Bergdahl faces a court-martial for what he did and could be given up to life in prison. But the officer who oversaw the hearing actually recommended against it. Recommended that that not happen. And so there's the question for you. Should he be court-martialed? Are you buying? Is he telling the truth? Are you buying what he's saying? Remember the whole Bergdahl swap? That five for one? Dumping five members of Al-Qaeda, basically, who or the Taliban, who could come after us? So a former roommate and platoon member who was serving with Bergdahl when he disappeared in Afghanistan said that he wished he would take the stand and tell the truth about why he left the unit. He says, if he gets summoned, if Bergdahl gets summoned, I hope he will under oath. I hope he tells the truth, because perjury would not be another thing to add to all the charges he faces. So he's saying it's not the truth. He says if he does, he hopes he looks at the fellow commander and other soldiers in the courtroom in the eye. That's the least he could do for everything he's done. So he's basically saying, yeah, this isn't true. Not true. They brought out, the prosecutors brought out evidence, by the way, on Thursday that Bergdahl, because they're going through this process, that Bergdahl had told his girlfriend and family members that he planned to desert. That's what they're saying. And that he mailed his belongings home even though their platoon still had 9 months left in deployment. So they're saying this is proof that he's full of it. I'm going to say it's an exaggerated tale. Absolutely. And Bergdahl doesn't have to take the stand. He doesn't have to do it. He's not going to do it. I can't imagine that. And I think of the guys who had to go out and look for him, risking their life. He was mailing clothes back, telling his family. I'll be back sooner rather than later. What say you, America? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better, Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water, a gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product. And we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thus the Greek music. A big shout out to my pals, the Greek Isles, Grill and Tavern. Yes, it's an awesome place. They have no idea. New friend, Gus, he has no idea that I was in his house and I had the moussaka. You know what moussaka is? Moussaka is awesome. You know, you've got sliced eggplants or sautéed and fabulous olive oil. It's, I like to call it a plate full of heaven. And when I go in there, the menu, I look at the menu, it's like, oh, I want everything on this menu. But you got tomatoes and onion and Greek spices and, you know, everything you can imagine. So here's the scoop. If you're in Plano, Texas or in Dallas, go see my pals over at the Greek Isles. Just fabulous, fabulous food and atmosphere. It made me really want to go to Greece. I want to take the show. We know we've taken the show everywhere, right? Well, not everywhere. We've been taking the show to Ireland, taking the show to Grenada, and taking the show to Ecuador, Spain. Let me think. I mean, there's been a whole bunch of places. And in the United States, too. From coast to coast, Florida, Philly, New York, New Mexico. Oh, fabulous time in Taos. I don't even know if they had any Greek food in Taos now that I think of it. Because, you know, it's, they're always pushing the New Mexican cuisine. But, yeah. I think every time I go into the Greek Isles, next time I go in there, I've got to start making these plans. We're going to find a way. We're going to take the show. We're going to get a sponsor. We're going to find a way to take the show to the Greek Isles sometime in the near future. How about you, Daniel, my brother? Do you like Greek food?
I do when I can have it.
Do you like, well, nobody can pronounce this right, but it's gyros. Do you like gyros?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If there was one thing that I would say that I like out of the Greek food, it would definitely be a gyro.
Yeah, people pronounce it five different ways.
Oh, yeah.
A hero, a gyro, a gyro. Somebody the other day, I was someplace. No, it wasn't the other day. It was like last month, I think, when I was back east. Someone said, I'll have a gyro. It's like a gyro. And I thought, I didn't even know. I just sort of assumed that's what they were talking about. But, yeah, it's good. Now, if we took America Tonight, would you lobby to be on that crew if we took America Tonight to the Greek Isles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll fill in for anyone. I'll be there whenever you need me. That's the best assignment for sure.
Of course.
So once again, tell everybody, you know, you got to stop by. It's easy to find. It's there in Plano. It's off the North Central Expressway. That's where Gus's place is anyway. He didn't even know I was in there. I love it. I just kind of secret shopped, you know, the deal. All right, speaking of secret shopping, as we are at the tail end of America Tonight, it's been a wild week. I mean, you know, it's all about Donald Trump and what did Donald Trump say and, you know, ultimately the polls, what are the polls saying? And we get out of the holiday season and we swing into the primaries and what are we going to see in the primaries? And it's going to be wild to, I think it's going to be wild to watch it all unfold. But it's not going to be all about Donald Trump throughout the weekend, because I think Star Wars is going to bump him off of above the fold, you know, off of the front pages, we'll say, or the viral front pages. I have never seen such a buzz over a movie. I haven't. And you got to think about the fact that with this new Star Wars, you have all your favorite characters back. They might be 100, but they're back. They're back. Again, and there are people scalping. I was reading this today. There was people scalping Star Wars tickets for openers in big cities because they want, you know, they wanted to be there. They want to be one of the first people to have the ticket to go to, you know, whatever theater where it's playing. And I really honestly think The Force Awakens is going to mean the box office awakens. George Lucas will keep, I think he's going to keep pumping these out as long as they can. It's just going to, they've waited for this one for a long time, and now it's finally here. It's like they've been in a cocoon for a little bit. Because you have to think about the Star Wars legacy and when it first came out. You know, the Empire Strikes Back, which is my favorite, is the second Star Wars movie. And it was in, it came out in 1981. It was made in 1981. Someone said to me today, what team do you play for? Just like that. Because that's how we think, right? With our politics now, it's such a sports teams. Who do you like? Darth Vader or Luke Skywalker? Or Han Solo, which Han Solo is who? Fill in the blank. If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. That's kind of like a trick question. Some people really like Return of the Jedi. You know, it depends on the characters. But I think this one, I think this movie is absolutely going to cash in. And part of that is because of the Princess Leia effect. You'll see Princess Leia again. See all the characters. And this is J.J. Abrams' version of it. So be tweaked, I think, in a little bit of a different way. I got to say, Carrie Fisher, too, as Princess Leia, hilarious. She should just be running around the country doing stand-up. See, she may be the funniest of all of them. I think what's going to happen, too, in some of these cities, You're going to see people who buy a ticket and, you know, because they're nuts for it, they'll come back the next day or maybe the next showing. I got tickets to see this movie 3 times in a row. I guarantee somebody will fall into that category. Somebody will make it into that. I think I have to, here's the thing. I think I have to wait because I can't do the line thing. I can't remember the last time I waited in a line. It's like somebody asked me the other day, when was the last time, you know, you were in a crowd for sports? And it's been a while because where do I sit in the press box? So if I go to a baseball game or go to an NFL game or, you know, pick the sport, tennis, the US Open, I'm going to be in a press box somewhere. But you know what? It's a whole different point of view when you watch it from a press box because you're paying attention for a few different things that are happening versus just purely enjoying and watching it. It is absolutely a different feel when you watch it. Like NBA. Go watch an NBA game from a press box, and usually you're so high up, it's like BBs running down the court, up and down the court. Hey, who was that? Was that LeBron James? I think it was. You can't see as well, and of course, you're not going to get the floor seat unless you're the play-by-play person. Before the game, you will, and you'll have access after and all of that, but otherwise you won't. And I have to say, congratulations to the Golden State Warriors because, I mean, would you believe they're 23-0? Think of the greatness of the Bulls in the mid-90s and the 72-win season. This team surely, with this hot start, will eclipse that record. It's like Steph Curry, he's reinvented himself or something, or it's like his coming out party. Just absolutely mind-blowing the way the Golden State Warriors have started off. They won last year, so it's not unexpected that they would have such a great start, but to not have any losses. And if you really, you know, you look at the Clippers, they're 13-10. Phoenix is 10-13. And the Lakers couldn't be lousier. The farewell tour for Kobe Bryant, 3-19. That's what the Lakers are. Woohoo! What a way to go out. Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. The band's playing. That means I have to get off the stage. Thank you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.